Words for the Wise with Deshaun Williams.
Thank you for joining me on another episode of Words for the Wise. And always, I just want to say I absolutely love and I appreciate all the love and support that y'all are showing to this podcast. Also, if you would like to follow us, you can find us on Twitter at Words for the Wise 6. So instead of the E being on it, it's a 6. You can find us on Instagram at Words for the Wise Podcast. Online at DeshaunWilliamsIndustries.com. And also, I would love if you could to just leave a review and also share the podcast as much as you would like. Anyway, we're about to go ahead and get into this week's episode.
My name is Deshaun Williams. I'm your host for Words for the Wise, and today we have Miss Tara Lynn on, who is also who just released her single Not So Nice. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. How are you?
Doing, can't complain, doing well.
Good.
So for the listeners, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, as you said, I'm a singer and just released some music. Actually, my second single. I released my first single March 6th, I think it was. And then, of course, the quarantine hit like a week later. So I had just, you know, we went through the process. I had just got signed a couple months before that, released the first song. They scheduled all this stuff and then bam, you know. So just been doing that. Really, of course, like any other creative, it has to be on the side thing until it gets big enough. But I'm in Houston, but I'm actually from a small town in the Appalachian Mountains. It's like on the border of Maryland and West Virginia. So I'm a mountain woman, as they say. Definitely not a city slicker. So it's been an adjustment to be here. But so I came down south in 2012. Actually, was only supposed to be gone for like 3 days. But I ended up just not going back. So I showed up in Texas with a backpack and a guitar, and kind of the rest is history from there.
Awesome. So yeah, I could definitely tell like you was not from the South. That's on your Instagram where you put use, and I was like,
oh,
I have a friend on Snapchat that uses the term yings. So I had to look it up. It's like, oh, that's a Maryland. Okay.
Yings, I think, is Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I went to college up there. I heard that. But, you know, everybody gets on me about the use guys. And I'm like, well, I couldn't say y'all naturally if I wanted to, because it's so ingrained in me. And to me, it sounds funny, I guess, the same way use guys. But, man, everybody just gets on me about that. It's kind of funny.
With me, I'm the type of person I'll end up saying y'all. Oh, and then it's like, I just said you all. Oh, so... Okay, it's like, yeah, I'm that country city guy. Like,
oh, the hybrid.
People feel like I'm more of a city because I dress up, but in all reality, if I'm at home, I'm rocking my cowboy boots.
There you go. Keeping it real.
So when you were younger, what did you want your dream career to be?
Oh gosh. So I'm like 6 feet tall. I've always been tall. And so when I was a little girl, I have this vivid memory of the teachers doing some kind of career assessment. It was elementary school, so it was fairly early on. And they went down the row of me with all the other little girls, and they'd ask them, you know, Susie, what do you want to be? And she'd say, I want to be a nurse. And then, you know, I want to be a mommy and I want to be a teacher and all this kind of stuff. And then it got to me, and I was just an interesting little kid. But I had seen, I don't know how, because I was young, but I had seen Pretty Woman. And of course, I didn't know what it was about, but there's Julia Roberts. So she's this tall, redheaded woman. And I was tall and redheaded. So I was fascinated. So they came down the row and they got to me and they said, Tara, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I'm going to be Julia Roberts. And so, of course, you know, I come to find out I can't be Julia Roberts. But from there, I actually had wanted to be an actress. So I did a little bit of that in college. But it's acting's kind of interesting for me because, like, I'm an empath and I'm kind of soft-hearted. So it kind of feels like lying, you know, which, of course, is silly. It's just, you know, it's just a creative outlet as well. But I was just never really great at playing parts that were just out there because I just felt like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to deceive all these people. So acting didn't really work out too much. I mean, but it was still fun though. So I'd say really above all, that's what I dreamed about doing when I was younger.
I can kind of relate to that because like when people ask me, what did I want to be? I told them I wanted to be an actor.
Oh, awesome.
But when I once I got older, it's like, I'm not good at showing emotion. It's like, I'm one of those people that hide their true emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I got on TikTok and I tried to play certain roles. I was like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't follow that route because I can't act.
No, I see some emotion coming out in your videos. If you looked at my Instagram and people love to comment on it, I don't smile in my pictures. So I can definitely relate to that. I just kind of have more of a stoic. Now, of course, if you get to know me, I'm just a big goofball. But really, in general, I just have that stoic kind of. So people comment on my pictures all the time. Like, you know, of course, guys, you know, how about you smile, sweetheart? And I'm like, yeah, I got a smile for you.
Like, yeah, I definitely went down your Instagram. I was like, she don't smile. I was like, but she seems so nice. And then I came across your promo video for Not So Nice. I was like, okay, let me see if I can figure out what kind of person. I was like, nah, the video that she posted, nah, this can't be like. And then I saw like how your lip turned up. I was like, okay, so she got some emotion up in here, but like she seems nice, so like
okay. People get on me about that too because I don't know what it is when I sing and they say I look like Elvis and it's hilarious. I mean I'm a goofball when you get to know me, but in general, like I would say, you know, people have had harder lives, but I've just been through some stuff. So I kind of have this serious exterior. I'm an overthinker, you know. But pictures have just never been comfortable for me. So they'll tell me all the time until they just finally realize we're not going to get her to smile. So they just take my picture and it just kind of works, you know, and I'm 6 feet tall. So I think I'm intimidating anyway. So it just kind of fits in.
It's like, because if you ever go down some of my pictures on my Instagram, like you won't see me smile either. Like I just look mean as I don't know what, like I look very unapproachable. And I used to be that way at one point. People were like, you look unapproachable, but yet here you are approaching me.
Right, right.
But now when I post videos on Instagram, like how I did last night, explaining like who I was going to be on the podcast, people was like, do you realize that you lick your lips right before you say something? I was like, I'm sorry, it's a habit.
And the internet will call you out on everything. Oh my gosh.
Like, I can't help it. I was like, I tried to do it three different times and I lit my lips before I said anything. Every time is who I am.
It makes you you.
Right. And so I was like, I'm unique. I'm there different from everybody else. So what actually got you into singing?
That is a good question. Well, you know, growing up, I never sang, but my mom would sing in church. My grandma would sing, and my sister would sing. And I was thinking about this. The first time that I ever got up and sang wasn't really because I wanted to. I was so young, and I had my first boyfriend, and so I think we had asked my mom, just a group of the young people at the church, you know, if we could have a sleepover. And one of the people was my boyfriend. Of course, we were young, and it's just a big tented thing in the living room with everyone watching movies. But she said, I think she could see something in me, you know, just wanted to kind of encourage and call it out. She said, well, okay, we can do that, but how about you get up and sing a song in church? And of course, you know, I was just smitten with this boy, so I was like, if that's the deal, I'll get up and I'll sing a song. So the first time I ever sang was just because, you know, I wanted my boyfriend to have a sleepover with all of our friends. And I don't think I sang, oh my gosh, probably for 8, 9 years after that. I was so nervous, like my heart would just beat out of my chest. And it was that way for a long time. But I started singing again when I went to school in Pittsburgh. I bought a guitar with my grocery money one week. And I was in this really old rickety apartment, and it was freezing cold, and only had like a little gas heater in one of the rooms. And I remember I had an afghan covering me, and I had my little puppy with me. And I put my fingers through the holes of the blanket to play the guitar. And it just became, I wanted to learn a couple chords. It just became this very therapeutic thing for me. And I wrote a song for the first time, and that would have been, I guess I was 19 years old or something. I'm 31 now. And so when I sang that first song that I wrote, I just felt this incredible just peace and calmness. And I'm a pretty anxious person internally. I've struggled with anxiety a lot. And so when I felt that for the first time, and I kind of connected with this thing that I felt like I had been created to do, it was just on from then on. I was still nervous doing it for years and years, but it's just for me, singing is like the one thing that actually calms my mind down. And so once I found that out, like I just never wanted to do anything else. So it just kind of evolved from a very, you know, innocent, odd place to now it's just kind of such a part of like who I am and maintaining my mental health and kind of equilibrium, if that makes any sense.
It does. And so you, the first time that you started singing, you said you were nervous, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think for everybody that ever sung, I think we can all relate to that. How you said that? You said that you the first time singing, you was at a church, right?
Yeah, I was shaking like a leaf.
So, because I can actually relate to you on that one also, because like I went to the small town church, and it was like, okay, and there was no youth on the choir. It was just like a bunch of adults. So I'm just going to kind of hang out. It's like, would you be interested in the choir? It's like, no. That's like just saying Jesus stuff, man. I was like, no. It's like, we'll sing with you. Well, I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. So at that point, I was like, okay, I'm gonna just sing the song. Halfway through the song, they stopped.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't realize it because I was so far into it.
Oh,
It's
you
like,
kept
oh.
going.
I was like, okay. It's like, this is awkward. And it's like, you're really good. Would you like to become a lead singer? I was like, no. I will not become a lead singer. I will join the choir, but y'all can keep me in the back. But I'm not gonna be a lead singer. Oh, well, we got a bunch of songs for you. No, I don't want to be a lead singer ever. I eventually left the church because they was like, we need a new lead singer. I was like, I told y'all when I was 9, I don't want to be a lead singer. I'm 15, I don't want to be a lead singer. Bye.
You let him have it, huh?
I'm like, I'll let y'all. They was like, well, we'll get you a choir director that of your choice. No, I'm good. I'll be the choir director, but I can't read music, so that's not gonna work
Right,
either. So
right.
your latest single, which I mentioned, Not So Nice, course, you know, I've done 2 TikToks to it. What actually inspired you to write that song?
You know, it's kind of interesting. That song, I was contracted for 5 songs on my debut EP, and that was not supposed to be one of them. It just so happened to come out. I was sitting in my office last year, and I was going to record the demos for the other songs so my producer could share them with the musicians. And it just came out. And so it's funny, though, because it's a breakup song. And I love that people apply it to their exes or just really anything in their life that they just want to, you know, get out of their lives. But for me, it's actually spiritual. So I'm a Christian, and, you know, just like a lot of other faiths, you know, we believe in good and evil and heaven and hell and all that kind of stuff. And so for me, I just, as a Christian throughout my life, I've just felt, you know, that kind of like spiritual attack of the enemy type of thing. And so, you know how, you know, of course we believe in God and the devil, and there's just these lies that kind of get implanted in your head. And so for me, it's more of a, that's why there's a t-shirt says break up with the devil as part of the merch, because for me, it's more of a breaking up with like, listen, I'm not listening to you anymore. Like, I'm only listening to God. Like, I'm tired of entertaining, you know, all of these lies and negative thoughts in my life and just stuff that, you know, I felt like was just coming against me spiritually. So for me, it's not a breaking up with an ex type of thing. It's more of a breaking up with the devil. Like, you know, screw you. I ain't listening to you no more. Like, I'm a child of God. Get out of my life. But I knew, of course, that people would apply it to romantic relationships. And I love that, because I did an interview a couple months ago talking about the song, and I explained that, you know, with any breakup or ending anything toxic in your life, there's this grief, but then there's this moment of empowerment where you're like, you know what? Like, I'm royalty. I'm better than that. You know, I didn't deserve that. And it's that, like, that moment of empowerment that I wanted to lock in on, and that I wanted people to be able to relate to. And it looks like they are. And I love it, because just the confidence, I mean, your videos, I love those, just the fierceness in it. And it's like the words are really connecting with people, like, you know what? I'm royalty. You ain't gonna lie to me no more. Like, you ain't gonna steal nothing from me no more. I'm done with it. And I just, oh my gosh, I love that.
It follows me on TikTok and everything. So let me just show them a little bit of my sassy side that they've never seen before.
Oh man, I love it.
Because they always saw me as a person that depended. I was the guy that I was always depending on their opinion of me. Right. They wanted me to change for them, then I changed. And it's like, oh no, I'm not doing that anymore. So let me just show y'all how I really feel.
That is so awesome. I love that. Oh my gosh.
And they was like, where's this side of you coming from? It's like, this is a side of me that I've always kept hidden that y'all didn't know about because I wanted to be accepted by you. But now I realize I'm my own person. I'm doing great for a 22-year-old with a podcast and being an author and being an entrepreneur. It's like, I'm doing great. So now your opinion of me is not necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
So I also saw on your Instagram that you are on Reverb Nation.
Oh yeah. Yep, I am.
How did you happen to hear about Reverb Nation?
You know what? I actually had an account, it must have been 10 years ago now, whenever I just had started writing songs and just starting to play the guitar and sing and everything. Which, of course, at the time, you know, had no followers or anything like that because, you know, I might have been in Pittsburgh or maybe in the small town I grew up in. So it was just kind of one of the sites I tried to get on, you know, just to share my stuff. But I had nothing recorded and really no direction or vision whatsoever. So I don't know. I think I had just seen it maybe a couple weeks ago and I remembered it. And I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if I still have my account. Sure enough, I did. So I went ahead and updated everything. And it's been kind of cool because I think in Houston, for the Reverb Nation charts for blues, I'm ranked like number 4 in Houston right now, which is kind of awesome because it's helping me to connect with people that I'm not connecting with, like on Facebook or Instagram.
Like when I Yeah, that like Reverb Nation, it I saw it as a good opportunity because, like, when I seen that post, I was like, oh my God, I'm on there too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, so it brought back, like, oh, should I go back and check my stats?
Yeah.
Because I used to write songs and record. I stopped because I don't like my voice.
Oh my gosh, nobody does. Nobody likes their own voice.
Right. And so, like, I was the acapella singer because I really can't sing to a beat. And that's what terrifies me. It's like, I'm going to get signed to a label one day and I can't sign to the beat. And I was like, okay. But I went back and looked at it. And it's like, for the small town, the town that I stay in, no lie, it's called 96. Huh. And it's, and like, I actually have to tell people how to spell it. That's like, is it spelled like the number? Yes. What's your zip code there? Trust me, you don't want to know. But let's just say the zip code, I call it evil because it's 29666.
Oh my goodness.
And there's like 96 and all the sixes. Yeah, they kind of add up. I was like, no, it kind of don't. But we're going to leave that alone. But like for acapella and for spoken word in my small city, I still rank number one in the city, number four in the state, I believe, and like number 1,200 in the country. And I was like, yeah, maybe I need to download my podcast episodes and start uploading them so I can get it back up some.
Absolutely. People need to hear what you have to say for sure.
I absolutely agree. But like, I never, like, I've always talked about adding stuff back onto my account, but haven't went through it yet because it's a long drawn out process of downloading 40 something episodes and uploading them back to back.
Oh my gosh.
But so you're on Reverb Nation. Are you also on SoundCloud?
No, I'm not. And I don't think I've ever been on that. So I might have to check it out. But I am on, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Play. And I think there's several other places because my record label has a distribution deal. I think it's with Entertainment One or something. But when they distribute it, I think it comes out as like Impeccable Music or something. But the cool thing is when we release a song, they just release it, you know, everywhere. So it's kind of cool. The past couple weeks, people sending me screenshots of, hey, I found your song on this random website that I never heard of before. And they do that. And they also upload a YouTube video. And it's just the album cover with the song playing. But it's the only bad thing with that is a little confusing because I have my YouTube channel only has one music video on it right now. And it's Terralyn Music. But then the distribution company sets up one and it's called like Terralyn Dash Topic or something. So people go to that thinking that's me and I'm like, that is not me, but thank you very much. But it's kind of cool all the different places that I'm on, but I'll definitely have to check out SoundCloud because, you know, I want to utilize any means that I can to get the song out. Because when you're not a big name artist and you don't have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in your bank account, it's really up to networking, you know, as much as you can do online. And during the pandemic, everybody is home and they're listening to music. And so, I mean, really, it's no better thing to do than take advantage of all those different platforms.
Right. And I will say 2020 has been it's been a wild year.
Oh, man. I tell you what, it's kicked my butt. I know that for sure.
Because when the pandemic first happened, I was like, oh, I'll be out of work so I can collect this unemployment. Because like South Carolina was getting like $700-$800 a month, every week rather. And I was like, oh, I can get this unemployment. And it was like, no, you're an essential employee because you are a security officer. So you're part of the Southern Law Enforcement Division.
Oh, okay.
I was like, so you mean to tell me that I got to continue working 40 hours a week for $300 a week while people at home making $800?
Right.
Like, unfortunately, I was like, send that check my way and send my check their way.
Like, right. Right.
I'm the one going out to work every day. And during the pandemic, I actually had a car accident.
And, oh, my God.
Like, me and my girlfriend broke up during that time. And then we literally just, like, we started back talking. And it's like, okay. Right, we're just talking. And it's like, okay. But we actually broke up the day of my car accident because I was like, I'm at the hospital. Can you come pick me up? Well, I'm scared to catch COVID-19. I ain't asking you to come get me. You can't call anybody else? No, don't worry about it. Don't even worry.
Wow. Wow.
And to this day, I continue to bring it up. Like, you're lucky I still talk to you. She's like, why? It's like, remember that day I had the accident? It's just like, really? I was like, yeah.
You left me in the hospital.
I was like, I had to call somebody that stayed further away from the hospital. And I didn't, like, they had to go to work. You was off. It was a Sunday morning that it happened at that.
It was like, oh my gosh.
You was off. Because I actually got ran off the road. She was like, well, I'm glad you're okay. I was like, yeah, I am too. I flipped twice road four. I'm glad I'm alive too.
Wow. You
know? I would have liked for my girlfriend to come pick me up and then took me to go get the stuff out of my car that I had. Like, I had to wait a month and a half when I got the car that I have now to go see what the car actually looked like. And people's like, Mr. Williams, we're surprised that you even made it out alive. I was like, yeah, we don't talk about that day anymore. Just know that 2020 is not our year. It's like, we've woke up to the first 2 days World War III was trending, then COVID-19. Now we're in a coin shortage. Like, so when does I Am Legend come true? Like, oh, when does that happen? Like, just let me know so I can go talk to NASA about going to the moon during that time. So,
I mean, you can't rule anything out. We're here in Houston. We have two hurricanes back to back headed toward us. Oh, I think one of them got downgraded. But yeah, there's, like, for the first time since, I think, 1959, there's two hurricanes in the Gulf. And really, you wake up and you see that and you're like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's 2020. Whatever. Big surprise, you know?
Yeah, like, and see, you know, the East Coast got hit with a hurricane about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
It's like, oh, Florida and South Carolina and Georgia getting hit by a hurricane? Man, that's the most normal thing that done happened all the time.
That's like, true.
That happens every year. But then you hear, two tropical storms are headed to Texas. Hold up, wait, what? And then it's like, let's hope that they don't combine, because if they do, then it becomes even more powerful. It's like, see, 2020 is on, it's on that next level type stuff. Like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Well, it's like, what's that TikTok? And see, it's funny because, like, as a 31-year-old, TikTok is kind of hard for me. Because I just feel, I don't know how to work at halftime. I feel like an old lady, but there's some of those trends that just crack me up. And, oh, it's that X Games mode. That's what that reminded me of, like, 2020 yeah, like, being on X Games mode.
Yeah, I feel like it is, because, like, we all made jokes about, oh, 2020 is going to be, we all going to have 2020 vision. And the ones that wear glasses, it'll be the first time they have 2020 vision. I was like, first of all, don't come for me like that.
I'm triggered.
I have glasses. I just don't like wearing them. I only wear them when I read. So it's like, I'll just listen to the book over audio. But it's like, don't come for us like this. And then it's like, 2020 isn't that good of a year. Oh, but you're making them jokes about the 2020 vision. And yet, we still couldn't see this happening.
Yeah, yeah. I love when they say, I can't believe we stayed up till midnight and yelled Happy New Year for this crap, you know?
Yeah. Now, this year, we got the, we all talking about, we're going to yell Jumanji instead of Happy New Year. And I remember seeing posts about this, like, whoever is in the middle of playing Jumanji, please stop. It's like, no, do not stop. keep going. Make it to the end, because right. If you stop now, we stuck in this game forever. Like, no, did y'all not learn anything?
Did you watch the movie? You got to end it.
Sent you that reply to your story. I never expected you to say yes. So what made you decide to be on a small name podcast that was less than 2 years old?
And I just think, why wouldn't I want to be? I mean, the cool thing about starting down this career path is that it affords me the opportunity to just meet some amazing people and just getting to talk with fellow creatives. And I know some people have asked me, like, do you only do interviews or talk to people that are like-minded and have your own beliefs and all that? And I'm like, no, that doesn't help me be, number one, a more well-rounded person. But number two, I'd be missing out on so much, you know, by not talking to as many people as I can. And I mean, I'm just really in the beginning of my music career. And so I love to link arms with other creatives and just kind of talk things out and just see, you know, what different people are doing and just kind of relate to them on the path that we're all on in this industry. And so I didn't even think twice about it. I was just really excited because I'd seen your TikToks and I just love your spirit. And I was like, this is just going to be a good conversation, like with an old friend, you know. I love it.
Do you have any upcoming tours or anything?
I do not. Unfortunately, like I said, we released the first single and my label just started, you know, hitting the ground running, booking festivals and a couple local TV appearances and just performances and this and that. And, you know, they've just all rescheduled and I have not heard back at all when we're going to get to step out again. So, and I think it's that way for most artists right now, especially people, and I feel bad, people who are way bigger than I am, who they actually make their living, because I had a day job as well. So, as of right now, nothing's rescheduled, but I'm hoping as things start to open back up that we can get, you know, our TV spots back. And even if it's just small stuff around here, because I love to do it so much, it's not really about the money. Hopefully we'll be able to get a schedule going, but I have a feeling for most people, it's not going to be until 2021. But so we might do maybe some live stream concerts down the road or something like that, but definitely keep up with the Instagram. And I also have a Facebook page as well. I'm not on it quite as much, but we'll be putting updates on there as much as we can.
I have two, as you know, I got two Instagrams.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got two Facebook business pages. So whatever I post on one Instagram, whatever I post on the Words for the Wise industry, Instagram goes to the Words for the Wise Facebook page, because honestly, I don't, like, I have another admin, but she's in the army. And so it's like, okay, I can't be posting to every last one of my right. pages like this. So whatever I post on Instagram goes to one business page, to my personal Twitter. Then the other Instagram goes Facebook page, then podcast, Twitter.
It's hard to keep up with. I've been lucky enough to have people. I used to have a team and then COVID hit, so we couldn't keep them on, but I still have, and I say younger people because they're just so much better at the internet than I am, but I have a team of people that help me, you know, they'll update the website, the merchandise and all that kind of stuff, because I think there was like 1 week where I didn't have help and I had to try to manage it myself, and I was like, that's it, I quit, you know. And as you know, as an introvert, self-promotion just is such a foreign concept, you know, it just feels weird. So I could not wait until I got people to help me, but they'll kind of guide me along and, you know, say, hey, do a Q&A today and this is how you do it and that kind of stuff. But I mean, I'm with you. You got to sync them together because it's just way too much to manage. There are way too many platforms and I just get kind of overwhelmed and just want to put the phone down and just walk away, you know?
Oh, I understand, because, like, as you said, with the website, I was supposed to launch my website Friday, and it's like, So I'm going through everything. I'm adding stuff on. It's like, nah, I don't want this. I'm taking it back off. It's like, you know what? I need to hire somebody to do my website for me, because if I do it, it's never going to get launched. Like, this is asking too much. Like, I'll post I'll put up a picture that I want. I go back and it's no longer there. I was like, okay, was I supposed to get saved?
What
changes,
did I do?
Or... like, it saved the text, but it didn't save the picture. But so what did I miss? So hopefully, yeah, my website will be up before 2021, but who knows?
It's tricky for sure.
But that it is. So I know that you said you like seeing people showing out like their sassy and fierce side to your song on TikTok, but I've also watched your Instagram and seen like people that's heard it for like the first time. Like, how does that make you feel?
It's just kind of surreal to me, you know, because I come from such a small town and, you know, where I'm from, usually don't leave. And so really the fact that I'm in a big city is just crazy to me. But now the fact that I'm doing something that I love, which is, as you know, as a creative, is so vulnerable to put stuff out there that you create, because people don't understand, you know, this is a part of who I am. Cause I paint and I do spoken word poetry. And so there's just this very real thing of like, hey, I'm letting you see a chunk of my heart, you know? So whenever I've put this out there and I've really started down this path, and now I'm seeing people react to it for the first time. And I mean, I'm not a big crier or anything, but it kind of makes me emotional, you know? And I'm very thankful to God for the opportunity, but it's so surreal to me that people from all over the country and all over the world have seen something I've created and they're responding to it. It's just, honestly, it just makes me feel like the luckiest woman in the world, because it's just, you know, something that came from me that empowered me and meant something to me. And my heart's desire is really for just people to just be blessed by the words and empowered by them. So when I see that happening in the, like, in real time, it's just overwhelming.
So I'm going to throw you through a loop right fast.
Yeah.
Because also on your Instagram story, I noticed that you have you mentioned that like a lot of people on your Snap and on your Instagram is like obsessed with like your mouth.
it's so sad. It's interesting because, you know, I only have two songs out, and for the longest time it was only one song. So being a woman on the internet is tricky in and of itself. But it's amazing to me the amount of comments, you know, people comment on my lips all the time, and people will send just the most lewd messages and just nude and dick pics and all this kind of stuff. And so I think it's taken some getting used to for sure, having people wanting to be like, but I'm a singer, like, man, listen to what I'm doing. And they're like, no, you're hot. I just look at that mouth, you know, and I'm just like, oh, my God, like. Just listen to the song, man. You know, it's funny, but it just takes some getting used to.
And then, like, with some of the pictures that you post, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of like that nosy person, especially if they're coming to the podcast. Like, let's see what kind of comments they get.
Right.
Like, oh, wow. Okay. Ooh. But then I happened to run across one of your videos that you did on TikTok. It's like I normally don't do TikTok trends, but here y'all go. And it's like, okay. And then I saw, and then I think I saw like one comment that was like, I started scratching my head. I was like, okay. Because I think it was like, you're hot. And I was like, wow, y'all really get brave behind these phones.
You should. Oh my gosh, the Facebook page is the worst. And so I think that's why I post a little bit less on there, because I don't get a lot of comments on Instagram. People are, they'll either DM or they're pretty chill on the comments. But on Facebook, like old men, you know, just dirty old men comment, you know, and I'm just like, good Lord. Like, I just get some soap, like, your mom would be so disappointed in you. I'm a 31-year-old woman, you know, and I get that it's part of it is the image. And, you know, I'm 6 feet tall and whatever about my looks, but it's just on Facebook sometimes I'm like, I just want to cover my eyes, you know, because I think this is terrible. But so I ride motorcycles and I bought one 2 years ago and I had put an ad up because I needed to sell it. And I think we did a photo shoot because we were going to use it in one of the music videos. And somebody commented something in Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish. So my social media girl, she hit translate and she sent it to me. And the guy said something like, "I wish I could be that seat" or something. I'm like, "Good Lord, like, what is wrong with you people? There's no shame on the internet at all."
I wish I could say I can't feel your pain, but unfortunately I can because of TikTok and Instagram, because I am like that influencer, and like I was told, like, "Hey, you're good at taking pictures, you should become a model." It's like, okay, so I started taking like certain pictures then on TikTok. Like, at one point, I disabled all comments on TikTok. Yeah. Because it's like, oh my goodness, the things I would do to you, or, man, your mama just don't know how lucky she is. Like, I bet you if your mama wasn't, your mama, like,
what?
Okay, first of all,
good Lord.
We don't even go down there. Like, we not even going to discuss that.
Oh, man.
But, like, it was like, y'all need to chill. And then I end up getting into a relationship and I stop posting certain videos. So it's like, but you're hot. Why would you stop doing stuff like this? Like, because I'm being modest for my girlfriend. It's like,
that's the way to do it.
Well, if she can't accept that you like posting videos like that, then maybe she don't need to be with you. Maybe I need to be with you. It's like,
oh.
And see, I have my cunt. The worst thing I've ever got, I have my contact information on my Instagram, which I recently changed. I changed to my business number, my business cell phone number, which is also hooked up to my personal cell. But it used to be my own personal cell phone number. I was like, okay, we need to change that, because I would get text messages. It's like, "Hey, Sexy, how are you?"
Oh,
like,
no.
"Who is this?" Then they would FaceTime me. It's like, "Who are you?" "Oh, I got your number off Instagram." Okay. And I think I got like 30 calls like that. And then I was like, okay, I need to find another number to where they don't be calling me directly. And then I finally made the decision after like 5 people sent me like new pictures to my phone. I was like, okay, yeah, we got to go another route, because I'm not the only one that can unlock my phone. So,
right.
If my girlfriend locks my phone and she sees this, well,
then to get in trouble.
Hell has no fury like a woman scorned. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going through that again. So, because it's happened before, it's like, I'm not going through that again. So I updated all my information on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter. It's like, y'all can send emails to this, y'all can send text messages to this, but the funny thing is, I hardly ever check that business number, because I have a community number also to where I can send out text messages to everybody who wants to know about the podcast or a book that I'm writing or whatever.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it's like, so I have that number, I have a business number, then I have a landline number, which I just got, and then I have my regular cell phone number. So it's like I have like 6 different numbers.
Good Lord.
So people are like, "What's your phone number?" It's like, "Which one you want?"
Right.
It's like, "Your personal." It's like, "Oh, here go my personal." And they'll go to call and says, "Mailbox is full." I was like, "Oh yeah, you got the text and see the way they hit them with the Kevin Hart. See the way that my phone is set up. You got the text it. Add yourself to my address book. And then when I want to send out updates, then you'll get a response back from me. But if you would like to get in contact with me, I have another number that you can text. But what's your personal number? I don't give out the information anymore.
That's good.
Here go my,
you have to protect
here go
yourself.
My Snapchat, here go my Snapchat, my Instagram, my Facebook, and my Twitter. That's all you need. That's all you need. And when it comes to Snapchat, you may not get added. You can see my story, but you may not get added. Especially if your snap score is like 500 and you've never posted anything. And the first thing that you send to my Snapchat is, "Hey, would you like to buy my premium Snapchat?" Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. So yeah, I feel your pain.
You just it's interesting, and we made a decision in the beginning, like which areas, because I'm an introvert, but people, if you want to do a career in the public, you got to be open somewhat. But there are just a few areas of like people will, they'll ask me out over direct messages or through the Q&As and stuff, and they want to know about my personal life. And we decide in the beginning, nobody's going to know if I'm dating anyone. You're not going to know who I'm dating. That's one piece of information that I get to keep to myself. Here's my songs, here's my pictures. I'm trying to answer questions and be vulnerable and relatable and personable. But this little area right here, like, you can't touch it. You ain't going to know about it. I could be married, I could be divorced. You don't have a clue. This is the one thing you can't touch. So there's just, we just have to have these little places of privacy, when you're creative trying to do stuff online. But people are just nasty. Like, I just,
Right.
good Lord,
And
go to church.
oh, there's something you should know. It's been not so nice to know you. And I'm not sorry it's over. I don't need you in my life, and I don't need your lies. It's been not so nice to know you.
And we're back.
Is there anything you would like to say to your fans and to all the listeners?
Well, first of all, thank you, because as with anybody else, who does music or has any kind of a creative career, like, if there aren't listeners, if they're not fans, like, then there is no career. It's just a hobby at that point. And so the fact that I get to do what I get to do because people respond to what I'm doing, like, I'm so eternally grateful for that. And besides that, so far as the single, I take it, let it mean to you whatever you want it to mean to you, whatever toxic thing or person or ideal or, internal narratives that you got to get out of your life. Like, I hope that the beat and the words resonate with you, and that you realize you are royalty, that you do not deserve to be mistreated, that you don't deserve to be lied to or be stolen from. And I hope that it just helps you just rise up in your spirit and just say to whatever that thing is, like, it's been not so nice to know you. And I hope that you really feel your worth and your value in that, and that you have the strength to walk away from the things that are draining to you and toxic to you, and just walk into just your destiny and the things that just pour life into you and make you feel alive and make you feel valued. So I hope they really get a hold of it and just run with it any way that they want to.
Awesome. And once again, I want to thank you for being on the show today. It was truly an honor to get to talk to you.
Oh, the honor's all mine. I was so excited to meet you, and I'm glad to have chat with you.